informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, Mrs. Claire.
And glory be for 8 a.m. St. Nice. In local news, students in Queensland are calling for change following a recent police crackdown. Alexandra Bay in the Noosa National Park has long been an unofficial nude hotspot, but the crackdown has seen multiple people fined. Police are concerned that these unofficially designed nude lake locations attract indecent behavior and lewd acts. Sunshine Coast District Superintendent Craig Hawkins said, quote, "The nudist activities, arguably, and I'd say with pretty solid evidence, is attracting the behavior in regards to indecent acts," end quote. President of the Queensland Naturist Association, Rachel Freeman, argued for safety in numbers. She stated, quote, "Unfortunately, because ours is illegal, people are too scared to go there. So you might get one or two people and it's hard to police and loot activity," end quote. Queensland is Australia's most only mainland state without a legal nudist beach. Noosa MP Sandy Bolton is surveying voters about the potential legislation change.
Brendale's $22 million Centre of Excellence for Women's Football is quickly taking shape. The club is intended to cater for three Brisbane women's teams, including the Brisbane Roar, Albany Creek Excelsior, and Moreton Bay United, and is penned to be the best dedicated women's sports facility in Australia. When breaking ground for the first time, Moreton Bay Mayor Peter Flannery said, quote, "Participation in women's sport is skyrocketing, and we want to be at the forefront of developing facilities that will grow women's sport both locally and nationally," end quote.
In national news, the Albanese government has filed a report criticizing the Department of Home Affairs for inadequate immigration and visa laws, saying that the limitations in the legislative system in fundamental ways can lead to increasing organized crimes involving human trafficking and drug smuggling in Australia. Former Victoria Police Chief Commissioner Christine Nixon says, quote, "These abhorrent crimes has remained partially hidden by seemingly higher law enforcement priorities such as illicit drugs, tobacco, and unauthorized maritime arrivals," end quote. The report also has found corruption in Australia's multi-billion dollar overseas education sector and organized sexual servitude in hotel or motel rooms. Those victims are usually women visa holders in debt and do not speak English. The sources remain anonymous but have briefed the issue on the Age and the Sydney Morning Herald on the gaps and weaknesses in Australia's visa system. It recommended the state's government to prioritize an immigration compliance function.
South Korea has set a goal of using 100% renewable energy by 2050. However, Australia's hydrogen supply will be critical in meeting this target. South Korea will rely on an aggressive hydrogen strategy to meet their 2050 target, which will require 127 times the amount of hydrogen consumed in 2022. When fully operational, Korea Zinc, the world's largest zinc refinery and a key player in manufacturing the batteries that enable renewable energy, plan to import over 500,000 tons of hydrogen from Queensland each year. Vice President of Korea Zinc, Ki-jun Kim, stated, quote, "Without Australia, we can't make renewable energy 100% by 2050," end quote.
In national news, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky presented Pope Francis with the bulletproof vest of a Ukrainian soldier on Saturday, as he asked the Pope to support Kyiv's peace plan. In his first visit to Rome since the war began, Mr. Zelensky said, quote, "I asked the Pope to condemn Russian crimes in Ukraine because there can be no equality between the victim and the aggressor," end quote. Within 40 minutes of private discussion, the Pope indicated that the Vatican will support Ukraine in the repatriation of approximately 1,090,500 children that have been illegally taken to Russia and Russian-occupied Crimea since February 2022.
For your weather today, Brisbane is rainy but clearing up. It is currently 17 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 25. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 5, which is in the moderate band. And that's all your news for 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.